Wonderful to be with you here on this last Lord's Day before I move to Monroe. just want to share a little bit from my heart by reading someone else's homily, okay? So this is, to me, the thing that I always return to, and especially reading our Lord or hearing Him say to us once again, "Do not be afraid." I go back to one of the great inspirations in my faith, St. John Paul II, who was calling the world throughout his long and wonderful pontificate to place our trust in Jesus, to not be afraid. And one of my favorite homilies ever was Pope Benedict XVI's inauguration as of his pontificate in April of 2005. And he concluded his homily by saying, "At this point, my mind goes back to October of 1978 when Pope John Paul II began his ministry here in St. Peter's Square. His words on that occasion constantly echo in my ears. Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors for Christ." So this is the message for us. Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors for Christ. So often we resist letting Him in, or we just open the door a crack and we're not just surrendering all to let Him come in to be the Lord of our lives. Pope Benedict said that John Paul II was speaking to everyone, and especially the young. "But are we not perhaps all afraid in some way?" he says. Are we not all, on some level, afraid of saying yes to Jesus? Of opening the door of our hearts completely to Him? We're afraid because on some level we lack trust that God will provide for us. We think that He's just not going to come through at the moment when we really need Him the most. And so we convince ourselves that we must provide for ourselves. We must do it because God is not trustworthy. So we're afraid to surrender all to Him. What does Jesus say? He says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin of insignificant value? Yet not one of these sparrows falls to the ground without the Father's knowledge. His eye is on the sparrow. Even all the hairs on your head are counted. So do not be afraid. Your Father knows you. He is attentive to your every movement, the every desire of your heart. He knows what you need long before you know what you need. Do not be afraid." Are we not all afraid in some way? We're afraid because we suffer. We don't always get what we want, what we desire. And we think that this suffering is necessarily, by its nature, depriving us of the ability to be truly happy and to be fulfilled. And so we begin to suspect, we begin to doubt. We think that our Father couldn't possibly love me if He allows this suffering in my life. He is depriving me of my happiness. Are we not all afraid in some way? So we think that we need to hedge our bets. We think we need to maintain our allegiance with the world and its way of thinking, just in case, even as we might be attempting, on the other hand, to grow in our faith. We want to live in both worlds, to serve both masters, to hedge our bets, because we're afraid. Are we not all afraid in some way? We fear giving up control. We fear surrendering to God. We fear letting Him be truly sovereign, to be truly the master of my life. Because won't I be missing out? Won't I be losing something? Losing some road to happiness? Won't I be putting myself at risk of losing my own self if I say yes completely to this other? We think we're going to lose out. We think he's going to take something from us. He's going to ask something of me that's too difficult, that I can't do. He's going to make my life a loveless sacrifice. Are we not perhaps all afraid of these things? This is what Pope Benedict said. Are we not perhaps all afraid in some way? If we let Christ enter fully into our lives, if we open ourselves totally to Him, are we not afraid that He might take something away from us? Are we not perhaps afraid to give up something significant, something unique, something that makes life so beautiful? Do we not then risk ending up diminished and deprived of our freedom? And once again, Pope John Paul II said, no. If we let Christ into our lives, we lose nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing of what makes life free, beautiful, and great. No, only in this friendship are the doors of life open wide. Only in this friendship is the great potential of human existence truly revealed. Only in this friendship do we experience beauty and liberation. And so he concluded today, with great strength and great conviction on the basis of long personal experience of life, I say to you, do not be afraid of Christ. He takes nothing away, and He gives you everything. When we give ourselves to Him, we receive 100-fold in return. Yes, open. Open wide the doors to Christ, and you will find true life. So the words of Pope Benedict XVI, may he rest in peace. I'm not pretending that I can add to his words or his sentiments, but the question remains, why, if we say yes to Christ, will we find true life? Why do we have this confidence? And it is because Jesus Christ is love itself. Our deepest desires and our highest capacities as humans have to do with the ability to love and to receive love. To be loved and to reciprocate it. And so whatever He asks, say yes, because you are saying yes to love Himself. What seems like an impossible sacrifice will be sweet and beautiful, because yours is a sacrifice of love, responding to the gracious gift of Jesus Christ, which overflows in your life, as St. Paul said. Do not be afraid. No matter what you perceive as the cost to following Christ, say yes to Jesus. Say yes to His love.